Hiya, is that Lana?
Yes, hi there.
Hiya. Just a quick one. It's Francesca from INS Law calling regarding your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is
Yeah.
now a good time to talk?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fine,
Perfect. So for data protection, would I be able to confirm some details? So I need your full name, please.
Yeah, of course, It's Alana Helen McLeave.
And your date of birth?
It's 2/12/81.
And your middle name was Helen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And your current address?
It's 69 Fold Crescent, Stevenson, and that's Northamptonshire, Scotland.
And you have the postcode?
Yeah, KA20 4JA.
Is that in Stevenston?
Yeah.
Okay, just adding it to your file. And just to confirm, the email I have on file for you is
Yeah.
alana.watterson@gmail.com. Yeah. Perfect. And is this the best number to contact you from?
Yeah.
And just so you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Yeah.
And so have you ever been known by any other names before?
Yeah, well, I was in here. I was Alana Waterson, so I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
And what's the reason for the name change?
I got married.
And your mother's name?
Catherine.
Is that with a K or a C?
I see.
And what would her surname be?
Waterson.
And your father?
Ronald Waterson.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed in care?
The home address.
Yeah, or the area,
Yeah.
anything you can remember?
Yeah, it's the same address that I'm on just now, 69 Fold Crescent, Stevenson.
She returned to the address after care.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you registered with the GP at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Yeah, it's a Three Towns Medical Practice in Stevenson.
How do I spell that, sorry?
Three Towns.
Three towns.
T-H-R, yeah, Three Towns Medical Practice.
So I appreciate discussing anything relating to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So if at any point during the phone call you need to take a break, or if you need
Yeah.
any further explanation, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, that's fine enough.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you wish to make me aware of?
No, I'm okay.
No, no problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll go through the funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
Thanks. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important you understand all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you are able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you. Under the government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government, whether you're successful or not with the application. So with INS Law, so we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to double check that you've not instructed any of the solicitors or had any communication with anyone regarding an application to the redress scheme?
No, I had applied, but the Scottish redress, it keeps coming up on my Facebook kind of thing.
Yeah.
My name and my details, but I haven't answered any calls. I haven't. You're the first person that I've spoke to regarding.
No problem. Yeah, so the one of the forms you filled out would have been sent over to us, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap.
Okay.
So there's no prior fees or anything, okay? So can I just confirm, that you got any questions at the moment or anything?
No.
No problem. So it's important I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Okay.
So if you decide to instruct us, we assist with your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme, and then we gather and review all the evidence on your behalf. We prepare and submit the application for you. We do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then when an offer or if an offer is made, we can advise you on it. We'll explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well.
Yeah.
So with the statutory waiver, so we'll fully explain it to you before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because if you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept the offer without fully understanding the consequences, okay?
Okay.
So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll require proof of ID for verification purposes. So do you have any photographic ID?
Yeah. I've got a passport.
Perfect. And then so we'll need photographic ID and then proof of address. So a letter or anything with your name, current address, and then a date within the last 3 months on it.
Okay,
so it's just to comply with anti-money laundering regulations and things. So I'll send you an email in relation to this and what we can accept as well, okay?
Okay.
So regarding contact, so it's usually via phone call, email and text message. Are those all okay with you?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. And then have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
Terminal, no.
No problem. And then regarding your application as well, you can add a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then be in contact with them. So would you like to add one?
Yeah, that would be my husband.
Yeah, would I be able to take his full name, please?
Yeah, it's Andrew David McLeod.
And his date of birth?
The 24th of the 8th, 80.
And do you have an email address or a contact number for him?
Yeah, Andy, A-N-D-I, McLeave @gmail.com.
And is the address the same as yours?
Yeah.
And just a couple more questions, and then we'll move on to the care settings, if that's okay. So have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation, anything related to abuse, or advanced payment scheme payments, anything like that?
No.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No. Perfect. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the names of the places that you were with, the approximate time frames, the year you were there, anything that you can recall?
I was placed into care late, I would say December, either 1992 or 93, roughly. It was December. My time in care ended, so that just 1999 put it in, so it's about a 6-7 year period. The first care setting that I was put into was a children's home, and it was called Warner Street.
How do I spell that, sorry?
W-A-R-R-E-N-E-R, Warner Street, and that was in Stevenson.
Okay, and how long were you there for?
I was only there for a couple of weeks. It was an assessment place, really, so it was. It was a children's unit. Then I was moved to Newfield Assessment Centre, which was in Johnson.
Yeah.
I was only in there for a few months, as well as it was an assessment centre. Then I was placed in Clark House Children's Home in Largs.
Platt House.
Sorry?
Is it Platt House?
I can't understand.
What was it called? Sorry, just confirming the name of it.
Oh, Clark House. Clark House.
Clark House, yeah?
Yeah, that was in Largs. I was there for about a year, I would say.
Yeah.
Then I was put into the Good Shepherds, which was an old girls religious setting school.
Yeah.
The Good Shepherd was in Bishopton, just near Glasgow.
And how long were you there for?
I was there about a year.
It's about 1995.
Yeah, maybe 1995, 1996, maybe. And then from there, I went to Kerlaw Secure Unit in Stevenson. I was only in the secure unit maybe about 3-4 months. And then I was placed into Kerlaw Open School, which was a residential school.
And would you just be able to confirm the spelling of that one for me?
Kerlaw, K-E-R-L-A-W.
Perfect. So you were in the secure unit and then went on to the school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was my last placement, so it was.
Okay. So we've got Newfield, Clark House, Good Shepherd, and then the Kerlaw care unit and then school.
Yeah.
With the Warren Street, was there another name for it or anything?
No, it was just called Warren Street. It's all closed down now.
Yeah.
It's the bottom end of Stevenson, just next to the train station.
I can't seem to find that one on the system, so I was just double checking. I'm just adding all these onto the system.
So will you be able to access all my care records?
Yeah, so if you're happy to proceed and you sign the contract, so it'll contain a letter of authority. And then through that, then we'll be able to contact all of the local authorities and all the institutions.
Right.
So when would you say you were in Clark House? Would you say 1994?
Yeah, before, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then were you in Carlisle then for about 3 years between the secure unit and the school?
I wouldn't say actually it was as long as that, to be fair. Maybe I've got my dates mixed a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I was only in Carlisle, because it's so long ago. I was in Carlisle about a year and a half altogether, but that was between the secure unit and open school.
Yeah.
I left Carlisle pregnant with my daughter, so I did in 99, that's why I know.
Yeah.
So
So regarding that, so as long as we've got the approximates, it should be okay. And
Okay.
then when we gather the records, then
Yeah.
we should be able to do all that. So that's okay.
Yeah.
So regarding those case settings now, so would you be able to just talk me through your time at each one and what you experienced, any incidents you can recall, how you felt? And again, if you need to take a break at any point, okay, just let me know.
Okay. The children's homes were okay, to be fair. Walmer Street, Clark House, they were all right. It was when you moved to like Newfield, it was just an assessment centre. That was okay as well. I don't know if any negative memories near I don't. It was more the Good Shepherd in Carlisle.
Yeah.
The Good Shepherd was a it was actually run by nuns, so it was. However, the nuns had left when I had my time. It was still run by nuns, except they didn't wear the uniform, more or less, the outfit, or whatever it is that they could call it.
Yeah.
But it was very religious, very religious. The staff are not nice. They're locked in your room a lot of the time and different things. The staff were very negative, so they were kind of forced as well, the religion on you. You have
Yeah.
to go to there was a mass, not even a mass, it's a chapel. That you call it. I'm not religious in any way myself. I
Yeah.
don't believe there was a chapel inside for the boys. And I made to go and sit in the chapel and different things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Staff room was very nice. You know what I mean? You'd be sitting in a chair. You get a slap in the back of the head. These kind of things like that.
Is it just because they've wanted to?
Yeah, that's it. That's the control. It's a control factor. Over
Yeah.
here. I'm not saying that I was the most well-behaved child, because I wasn't, do you know what I mean? But these people were put there to look after us, do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
we were the kids, we were the adults, so they were. It was Carlisle, and I don't know, you probably heard things about Carlisle yourself.
Yeah.
Carlisle Secure Unit was the first place that I went to, and to be fair, the Secure Unit was okay. I lived in Stevenson myself, so really when I got to Carlisle, I wanted to get there as quick as possible.
Yeah.
It was open school. Open school. I was sexually assaulted in open school
Yeah.
by Matt George, that teacher.
What was that, sorry?
I was sexually assaulted by Matt George, the art teacher,
Yeah.
in his art room. They'd done art, pottery, the types of thing like clay modelling.
Yeah.
And it was up at the back of his shop, it was kind of class. They had which I don't know what you call it, like the pottery thing that you fire, is it a kiln or
A
something?
kiln, yeah.
Yeah. Up there and very handsy, touchy feely.
So is that
So he
in
was.
the kiln if it was off?
Yeah. No, it was up at the area. Where it was, there was only maybe four or five people in each of your classes in Carlisle, so it wasn't
Yeah.
like your school class. And Matt George used to bring us in cigarettes and different things like that, so it was like he was trying to be your friend,
Yeah.
bringing sweets and cigarettes and come on lasses, you can go and have a cig and different things. Well, I was very handsy. I had my bum touch and my breath.
So would he do this in private, so he'd take you to the area?
Yeah. He would come up and make, oh, look at that, that's great, that's a great piece of pottery. This is what you do, this is how we, but very, stood next to me, hands round me, like around my waist, on my bum, that type of thing.
Yeah. So when you were like doing the pottery, if you sat down, he'd...
Yeah. The other abuse that I recall from care law was being restrained.
Yeah.
And the manner of them restraining you and leaving you alone in the dark.
What would they do, sorry?
They would restrain you and leave you in a room. So they would. Or
so they'd tie you.
No. Never tied you. No. Just you were left in a room, do you know what I mean, all by yourself. The lights used to be on the outside sometimes as well with these rooms. So you could be sitting in the dark.
And how long would you be left in these rooms?
Just a few hours.
Yeah.
So you would. If you were, as I said, I was a well-behaved child myself. So I'm for it. For instance, I had not returned one time, and it was called absconding. And when I had returned by the police, there was I don't even know what it was that I said something, and he just jumped on me, so he did, and to restrain me, but the restraint was far greater than it should have been.
Yeah.
I remember the pain, like at my arm, pushing so far up.
Was it a staff member?
Yeah. He was a male staff member. I can't remember his name.
Okay. So in regards to that, the physical, were there any other incidents that you can recall?
Just seeing other things as well. I've seen a lot of the boys getting abused, so they're not sexually, but beating. We were all scared, to be fair.
Yeah. And you mentioned that you said you were pregnant when you left. So is that why you left?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was actually pregnant too. The care system's an absolute joke. So it is. I hope I don't get myself into bother when I'm saying this, though.
What was that, sorry?
I hope I don't get myself into trouble. I left here at 16 and a half, I think I was, pregnant with my daughter. My daughter's father was another boy from Kerala.
Yeah.
We were allowed to go and stay in each other's houses and things like that, overnights and all. I used to go up to Glasgow and stay in Glasgow for a weekend while I was still in care. And I was 16 and my daughter's dad was 15 at the time.
So you were allowed to go stay at other case like residential schools?
No, not residential schools, at his home. They were allowing me to go up to Glasgow to stay at more or less my boyfriend's house. When I was 16, he was 15. I was staying there at the weekends.
Yeah. Okay. So I write this all up now in a statement. Is there anything that you'd like to add to any of them, or if you wanted to speak about any of the other ones?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, that's okay. So regarding this now, so this is the initial statement that gets submitted to redress. to get your application accepted and things like that. And then once they get back to us, then we'll start gathering all of your records and all of the evidence. And then we will then be in contact then to book in a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be similar to this, just in more details. We'll have all the evidence and the time and any records and things like that. So is that okay to do?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any preference if it was to be with a male or a female?
I prefer a female.
Yeah, of course. So regarding the case and that, so we've got statements of the Good Shepherd and Carol. So I'll add on your file about the others you replaced, and then if there's any instance or anything you can recall from the other ones, some find it helpful to just jot down little notes. So when it comes to the statement, then they have the little bits that they can remember.
Yeah.
So we'll get that one sent off as soon as you can find them. Let me just make sure we've got everything here. So regarding the application now, so there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and that's a fixed amount regardless of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything that you shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So the next step now, so is what I'll do. So it'd be for me to send you the contracts over. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and then there'll be the part one and part two. So everything that you've shared with me today. So the two case settings we've spoken about and the statements. So I'll just double check now, go through your application, make sure everything's there. Skim, so where was the Carol one? Is it Glasgow? Stevenson, wasn't it?
No, what, Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Northshire. But it is under Glasgow Council, I think.
Okay.
I think it's Glasgow Council that owned the land. Kellogg's have been got down now. What has?
So it's North Ayrshire, but it's under Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
In Bishopton, yeah.
That'll be under Renfrew Council, I would say, because that's the Bishopton.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So here's what I'll do now. So I'll get these contracts sent over to you. So they should come via email and text message. And then you can take a look at this. I can stay on the phone with you while you have a look, see if you have any questions or help you with any issues you have. Or you can do it in your own time. And then I'll keep an eye out for them today. And then hopefully then I'll be able to get your application sent over to redress. There you go. So I've just sent them now, so they should arrive in the next few seconds.
Yeah, I've got that,
Yeah, perfect. So when you open the link then, so it'll be the client care letter, conditional fee agreement, and letter of authority.
Yeah.
And on the bottom, there'll be like a yellow box that says field required. And if you click on that one, then it'll take you to all the pages that need a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you could just draw your signature in.
Okay.
Yeah. And then is it all working all okay?
think so.
Just double checking to see if the signature box works and everything like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's working just now, aye.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so once you sign those, Ben, so they'll get sent back to me, and I'll just quickly review them, and then I'll get your application sent over to Redress. But do you have any questions for me, or anything about the contracts, or anything like that?
No, that's
fine. No problem. So once you've done the signatures, then there's like a little box on the bottom of the screen that says like tap just to say like your signatures, like authentic and everything like that. And you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contract to be able to click that one.
Yeah.
And then the purpley blue box then should go a darker colour, and you should be able to press submit signatures.
Yep.
And then that's when they'll come through to me. So I'll keep an eye out for those, okay? But
that's
thank you for your time today. Let me know if you have any problems.
Yeah.
And then with regarding the passport and the letter, then you can send them to our WhatsApp as well. So that's easier than just take photos and send to that. And then I'll get those added to your file as well, okay?
That's great.
That's perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and I'll speak to you shortly, okay?
That's great. Okay, then.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.